sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
There you go. Thank you, Silence the Voice, with our theme song for 2019. They won it. They earned it. They made it something special. Nice job. So far, boys, I've got zero complaints. That's great. Not one person, like, sitting back saying they didn't like it. I think you knocked
it
out of there. It's a good one.
Never happened. I don't
know. Usually it's like, man, I don't like that girl singer. What the hell is this oinko boinko crap? It's like people always have a thing.
Too long.
So far.
I said too long.
It's a theme song. It's a theme song.
My complaint, I guess, was.
Yeah, it's 58 seconds long. I think it's fine. It's got all, it hits all, it ticks the boxes, as they say.
I'm looking for 30 seconds or less here.
I'm pissing people off, by the way, and I didn't realize this was this bad.
What, the Patriots?
Oh, the Patriots talk. I was like, I got one from Wisman. It says, my Patriot-hating wiener is so hard right now. Yeah, the hate for the Patriots causes more interest. I think that's the NFL loves that. Email, stop saying they're going to win it again, Holmberg. Quit it.
That's why part of me almost wants them in the Super Bowl.
So they can lose it again.
So they can lose again. It's so fun when they lose the Super Bowl.
It is great.
But then Tom Brady says something smart-ass like, well, you know, we got to let somebody else win every once in a while. You know, dick.
Such a good guy.
Yeah. But again, like, you know, Steve Blodgett, formerly of a local band.
Whatever they were called. Digital Summer.
S.O.B.
It was Analog Winter.
Yes.
And he came to my house because he's a Patriot fan. He came to my house for the Steelers-Patriot game, which the Steelers won this year. And all he did was like, I just ain't got it this year. It's just, you know, it's one of those. And yesterday, he's hitting the drum again. And I'm like, you.
He's back on it.
Come on, man. It's ridiculous. And he's back. Oh, he's back on it. And he said something about, you know, Tommy's this and electric. And he said, surprised Edelman
isn't
pregnant.
He's a Patriots fan?
Oh, huge Patriots fan. It's absurd.
His ex was a Bears fan, and he'd always talk about the Bears. Was he hiding this fact?
No, he's been to my house for most of his
maybe Patsky. Briefly.
Yeah, no,
I've never seen him wear a Patriots
jersey. You know what? He doesn't wear it outside too often. Even when he came to the house, he had a Pat Tillman jersey on because he didn't want to wear Patriots gear to my house in front of all the Steelers fans.
People throw stuff at him in the street.
Probably. We'd have curb stomped him. There's no doubt about that. No, he was fun too, but yeah, he's back on like, you know, well, if we didn't get, this was the thing that you don't want to hear from a Patriot fan. Well, if we didn't get mauled every play, and I'm like, what? We never get a call. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, lose my number. Oh, Jesus Christ, lose my number. Edelman should have been pregnant after that last play, and he still made it. Oh, God, the guy was in him.
Like, you get calls that change the league forever.
Yeah. Not only that, you get here's how Patriot fan has to look at things. You get settlements that change the league forever.
Right.
You have legal precedent that has changed the league forever. You know, remember when you cheated the first three Super Bowls? And then the commissioner burned the tapes? There's no reason to look any further into this. I've got it all figured out. You guys have legal precedent that changed the league forever. Shut up. Tuck rule? Come on. At least be tongue-in-cheek about it.
They fired the right people.
Who?
The two guys in the locker room.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, that was for Tom Brady's thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they deflated footballs. That was the thing. Oh, good one, really. But I'm getting beat up on the emails. Stop saying you're going to win. It's the worst. People get very upset about weird stuff. I was on this because the Sopranos had their 20th anniversary last week, so I've been watching a lot of Sopranos stuff. And I went on this thing, and it said Sopranos, how it changed television in the last two decades. And I'm reading it in the comments. A lady's like, this show at the time was fine and now is an abhorrent affront to culture and people. And then she cited that there was an entire season where one of the guys in the crew was gay and they had to hunt him down and that they used the homo F word regularly. Racism ran rampant. And she goes, and it's just not something that should ever be accepted in the Senate. And all I wanted to do was type back. There were murders.
Yeah.
The murders didn't bother you? And that's okay?
Yeah. They were kind of showing real life stuff here.
So, right. And it's like, that was a big thing too. She was like, Italian Americans should have never accepted the stereotype of being homophobic, racist, whatever. And I'm like, that was the whole point of the mob, I think, for a while, is to be all Italian.
They were consulted.
If the shoe fits,
the whole time.
Right. I mean, it was kind of a nice little, like, spotlight on this is mob behavior. This is this culture. This is this group. It doesn't say all Italians, but this group. But the thing that got me was this woman had no, like, not once did she say murder or horrible crimes or kidnapping or abuse. That's nothing bothered. No, she, the homo F word was the thing that should make this show never be on TV again.
Yeah, they can bilk millions from this place.
You can literally go into Coco's restaurant and smash out a dude's entire mouth on the curb. That's cool. You can, you know, you can have a guy's head pop under a tire like Phil Leotardo at the end and it blows up all over. That's not a problem. That homo F word and some racism that is culturally in the mob, that was her big issue. And other people agreed with it. That's how lost we are with, like, whatever outrage we've got. It's like, oh, my God, can you believe the language? The sticks and stones thing was 10 times worse than the murders in their mind.
We're
it was
going
crazy.
Back to married couples sleeping in separate beds.
Yeah, because you can't have
very
that.
Soon.
Yeah, you can't have it. We can't mention pregnancy like on I Love Lucy. That all of a sudden they just had a baby, but we didn't ever talk about it because it was creepy. Yeah, anyway.
You think? Weird. I mean, that show pretty much opened the door for all the great HBO shows, if you really think about
yeah.
it. Like True Detective was last night, and it's off to a good start.
I haven't seen it, but I'm curious about this year. I mean, last one was so off that I'm not sure I want to dive in, but I like what I'm seeing.
Solid.
So I'll pop into
so
that.
Far.
Yeah, it was weird, though, because HBO started that whole thing. The Wire is another one. If you go and watch The Wire, it is filled with murder and drugs and everything else, but they use the N-word a lot. They use the homo F word a lot. They use it all. And they're like, this can't be. You can't say these things.
Can't play that one again.
It's like book burning almost. Like, it really doesn't hurt you to watch Street Life. And that's what it is. And by the way, who are the people who can sit on their email and complain and think this isn't happening for real? Like, they think that this is like some writer's made up world that he just likes to use these words. Instead of, like you said, they consulted mob guys and said, this is how it is. I mean, this is how real this is. Is that it, you know, this is the language we use. This is, and you go down the street, you hear. You go in everybody's office, you'll hear something disparaging and stuff like that. It's the way that people are. And we want to act like it's this, you know, polished, beautiful thing that only a few select people are ever use naughty words. I want to meet someone like that. I want to meet the comments people. I want to meet them. I don't know where they are. I've never run
they
into
hide
one.
In the shadows.
They do. They lurk and hide in the shadows with a laptop and just this image of the way society works that is so unreal. It is. You can't watch a mob movie without thinking, oh, the language.
But some of them say stuff like that on purpose to get people fired up.
I know, but
they like making the comment section
the trolling
their own.
Factor.
Yeah. But there is some of that. But at the same time, there's also some of the fact there are some of these people. Like they represent a group.
Well, we talk about a lot about the movies in the 90s that even in the 80s where all of a sudden it's like, wow, you can't play
can't
that,
that
one
anymore.
No.
And the reason I have met one in my life, and it was a girl we had dinner with. She was a friend's girlfriend. Everything was fine. And then the next day she went on her Facebook page and said, if you support any of the following things, and she rattled off like 7 things I love. And so we're not friends. Eliminate me from this and that.
So do you think this spawned?
No, I just emailed and I said, hey, we had a nice dinner, don't you think, last night? Oh, it's fine. You guys are great.
I believe all these.
And I'm like, you're telling everybody not to be judgmental and stuff. And then you rattled off 7 things, which, by the way, I like all of.
Do you think it spawned, though, from the dinner? From the
no,
dinner
not at
had?
All, because we didn't discuss anything. No, that's why I even kind of contacted her the next day. I was like, we had a great time last night. She's like, oh, it was so much fun. I can't wait to do it again. I'm like, good, good, good. I said, you realize what you said today. Well, no, something – she'd get sparked by something on TV,
which sometimes
CNN
is
or whatever.
Classic. When people say something like – I mean, a couple of times I've caught whoever. I mean, we've all probably done it. But my sister a couple of times saying something, I go, you know what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that I'm saying it that way.
Right.
That was vague, Brady. I don't know.
That was vague, Brady. That was a very vanilla statement, but it's –
Well,
it
in other
home.
Words, you're
it
listing the
what
7
did she
things.
Say?
Yeah, we don't
I
care
don't
about
know.
Anything. My sister said a thing, and I said, you realize that thing? I said, whoa, I didn't realize that thing was so. And then we agreed. Like, that was a pretty.
Like, you got to tell us
yeah,
now.
Basically, I'll give you an example. Yeah. One, she was at, we were at a store, and she's checking out, and she's like, I'd never shop at this store. And
too
she's
many.
Buying,
whoa.
And she's buying something. I'm like, well, you're shopping there right now. Like, this is below her.
Oh.
That kind of deal. I'm like, oh, you know what you're that. Saying? You're saying this right to that person.
Well, I say
coming
that,
out that way.
Look, I agree. Ross sucks. I'm there. I say the same thing when I'm in there, too. Ross is for the poor and awful.
But I didn't mean it that way.
Well, yeah, she was right. You should have just told her, you know you're right. We should leave. Yeah, she nailed that one, Brady. That's sometimes you have to recognize when you're in a place that's beneath you. That's right. She's earned the right not to be there.
You're checking out in line right now.
She's earned the right not to be there. She's done very well for herself. She needs to not go to those places. Because she's going to say something like that in there. Like, yuck. Everything is an irregular tag on it. Yeah, I wouldn't go there either. She's right. That's true.
My wife loves Ross.
It's kind of like
I married her.
Like my right, because she's not going to spend all your money. All her clothes have like one sleeve longer than the other. And
you like
whatever.
Ross?
You shop at Ross?
I love you.
Can't you tell? I look like I'm wearing a clown costume. Yeah, I know. All your irregular clothes turned me on. It was like my problem, Brady. Your problem is a lot like my problem Friday when I couldn't go home because I thought my maid was there until 1, but it turns out she didn't show up till 1. And I sat in the office here because I can't go home and watch the maid clean.
He loudly proclaimed, I think, 3 times, that's it. I'm going home.
That's right.
Crap.
No, crap. I can't go home. The maid's still there. Damn it. I can't just sit and watch her clean. She's supposed to be there in the morning, and she got there at 1. It was a nightmare, so I bought lunch for Richard. And then we had another white person issue, is that if I right now said the words, hey, grabbing sandwiches if anybody wants one, it's on me, and you don't order a sandwich, whose fault is that?
It's your fault.
Right. Larry
I'm
left.
Sitting here at the laptop,
yeah, right where you
orders.
Are. I'm sitting right where Larry is, and Fitz comes in. And he goes, "Hey, Larry, why didn't you get a sandwich?" And he goes, "No one asked me." I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" It's like you could. I just didn't think you guys.
So he's like, pouting so, like that.
So
he's
I bought.
Not
it wasn't
that.
Pouting, but I bought Jeremy and Richard, myself, and not you, the only other person in the room. Sandwiches. That's it. He was upset about it. I'm like, "Oh, for Christ's sake, Larry." Well, I didn't want to hone in. On the room where I proudly proclaimed, anybody want a sandwich, they're on me.
Here's my credit card.
I'm clogging up your day with my presence. I won't go home because I got white people problems. It was weird. So, yeah, it's just.
Sure would like a sandwich.
Well, I would have gotten one if someone would have formally asked me.
Well, now you know.
And we had, you know, we were going to get America's Taco Shop because I wasn't trusting my farts and I was trying to nuke the situation. Which turned into some sort of weird constipation.
Ooh.
I thought I couldn't trust my farts, but for 2 days, the cramping and pain was all because I couldn't go, so I just overloaded on X-Lax, coffee, and Fiber One bars. And let me tell you, sorry, City of Phoenix sewer system. Wow. I'm okay. Holy Moses, what lives inside you? A full cleansing, and I feel great again. But yeah, 4 X-Lax. 2 cups of coffee, which I never drink, and a Fiber One bar. And it was the coffee what put me over.
Now imagine standing over a powerful fan and dropping it into the fan.
Yeah?
That's a Steve-O.
Oh, okay. No, I don't want to do that. You're now best friends with Steve-O.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a jackass.
I'm a jackass, and he's a jackass. We're jackasses. Might even be part of one.
You think? What are they going to do to you?
He said it. He's going to one of the things he wants to do, and part of it is injection. He's going to inject himself with the truffle habanero sauce, Brady's hot sauce.
Why?
What?
This is one of the bucket list things.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, well, we gotta,
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you're
don't attach your name.
Let's say it blows up his blood system.
Yeah.
And now, what is your sauce synonymous with?
Yeah. See, this is we went over this. We talked about this.
You know,
because
just
there's
don't.
An added thing because you know. Because he's been in search of this tranquilizer thing, and he's been, and his consultant is he wants to do get tranquilized and see how far he can run before he drops.
Oh yeah, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, so
but that has nothing to do with your sauce.
So he's working on another one. He's always working on ideas.
So he wants to mainline your barbecue.
And see
sauce.
The reaction. Yeah,
don't. That's a bad idea. Let him do Famous Dave's. This is not good. This is a bad idea. But you can be there and like, hey, I'm Brady. I'm a jackass, too. You can be the guy who throws it in his arm, but I would not use
I would
own
say
product.
Thanks, but no thanks. I'm okay.
Come on, bro. Let's do this. No, I don't think so, Steve.
Because it's just a matter of time with him.
And
one of these things, it's gonna end him. That could be
his go-to guy is Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Hey, is this okay if I do this?
Yeah, you don't want people driving by Shea and Scott's and going, that's the place that killed Steve O.
It's go-to guys.
Big
go-to
business.
Guy is Dr. Drew, the guy who fixed sobriety. And
yeah.
Yeah. That's for medical.
He knows everything.
He does know everything, but he's never seen this before.
He says, here's who you call on this. Check on this.
You just don't do it, Brady. I know you like being friends with the jackass, but don't do it. He's adorable. Keep him alive or kill him with someone else's sauce. Stubbs. There's plenty of them. Casey Masterpiece. Plenty of them. Take him to a Mexican restaurant with questionable immigration status and let him fire up in there. Your parents taught you better than to ever be in a room where people are injecting things in their arms illegally. Don't do it. Is this running through your head?
Make them healthier.
I'll lift my ban on Guy Fieri if you don't do this. I'll allow Guy Fieri in your place if you promise not to have Steve-O injecting your... That's a bad idea. And I know it's probably water-soluble and whatever, but you just...
Sure,
you
all just natural ingredients.
You just don't know what is going to happen when the bloodstream...
The reaction.
...has habanero sugar sauce introduced to a heart.
I don't know. I figured if the guy has done it with other drugs through his system...
Stop it.
Mm-mm. This is a walk in the park.
I know you love food.
Bad line of thinking.
You love food and you love celebrity friends, but this is going to get...
What a combo.
This is bad, man.
Yeah. You're being manipulated. Man.
You're being manipulated by you're not seeing this correctly. You're starstruck in a strange way, and you're about to get... And I'm sure he told you, get over 100 million different followers and we'll get him up. Your sauce will be famous. And then he'll be dead. Just in case. You got to think of that. You got to think. Lawsuits.
It'd be the end of the sauce.
It'll be the end of how close you guys are.
A good friend,
right?
John. A good friend.
That's the second thing.
You'd sell out of the stock you have.
No, you probably would have a rash of Tide Pod challenges that would end up being inject Brady sauce. Now you're going to you'll be on the news with your papers.
I would like to. Look, I didn't know. This kind of took off.
But by the way, six pack for $10.
I just want to say it. I'm a jackass.
Now, if you want to do it and have Steve-O inject you with your sauce, I think that's okay because you can't sue yourself.
That's true. You're taking all the risk.
You take all the risk in your own sauce for your promotion on Steve-O's site. Now you're doing something proper. That's good, but you can't let another man potentially go into some sort of anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, if you die, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, it would matter to us, of course, obviously.
Well,
lost a friend, a very dumb one, evidently, who's injecting barbecue sauce in his veins. But don't do it, Brady. Have you agreed to this already? Don't sign anything.
Too late.
Oh, man. You signed the papers.
Well, no, I haven't signed anything.
I'm going to watch. I'm not going to lie. I got nothing to lose here. But the podcast went well with Steve-O, though, other than the potential death of your entire... Your second-natured... oh, my God. Yeah, the whole restaurant will go under. Did you get excited when he brought it up? I hate to be the wet blanket, but did you think this through?
Sure.
Okay, I don't think so.
What's the worst that's going to happen?
This is reading it.
Right.
Like, hmm.
I want to inject this into my bones.
If you're eating it and you're fine, then it goes into your system.
Sure, nothing bad.
Yeah, that's why we inject our food, Brady. This is exactly why we do that. I like to puree up some mash. Some barbecue sauce and butter, and just fire it right into my heart.
It's a thought process that 90% of the stories you do every day.
You realize that there's a system that once it's in your mouth, it doesn't just fall and bounce off your heart. Your heart doesn't really deal with the food until it's broken down. You don't want to put it in your vein. That's going straight to it. I don't think it's a good idea.
It's kind of like when people want to put alcohol in people's ass.
Yeah. There's stuff like that.
And it goes straight.
The butt chug.
They're drunk in like 2 seconds.
Well, the butt chug is like it immediately absorbs into your blood and then goes right to your heart, which your heart's like, what's all this? I'm shutting down.
You guys tried to get me to do a payday stuntman at one time, but then
can butt chug a
we
little.
We all backed off. I mean.
Yeah.
Beer,
I think we all
don't go
like,
liquor.
This one's no good. Wine was the problem. Wine was the one that people were doing.
Yeah, I heard liquor. It's just anything I
liquor
higher,
will destroy it, but wine was the one that ladies were doing for some reason, which is why it got popular. And
that's right.
Because we like when ladies do anything with their ass. But it was, what other things did you and Steve-O talk about? Open up. It's like when your dad catches you smoking. Brady.
Opened up on a couple of stories that he has. Because it basically was talking about how his life and career with drugs, but his meetings with Mike Tyson.
Those are
everything
fun.
From doing a mountain of cocaine with him at a party. Yeah.
And then smashing his face into his hand.
Yeah, and then finally the... full circle. He met up with him again not too long ago, and
they're both sober.
They're
sort of
in rehab together, in
sort of
psychiatric ward together.
Wow, there's fun.
Random time.
You didn't agree to anything else, though, did you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Did you agree to the injection thing, or just in passing?
As of right now, yeah, I gave him a bottle.
Brady,
here's your bottle.
Oh, geez, it's over now.
All right. Well, I'm fingers crossed, hoping for the best.
Me too.
Let's get a real doctor, not Dr. Drew, yeah, email.
Somebody
John,
say that.
Let us know what could happen here.
Yeah, let's check into this.
Not the team.
I got
mom
caught
doc
up in the moment.
Yeah. The next time. Oh, Steve-O, it's all so bad.
My brain function went from 90% to 4%.
You just permanently destroy him.
He's complete.
Well, that'll happen when you're jackass.
I had no idea.
It's the risks you take. Come to Porkopolis and eat what killed Steve-O.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. Let another guy take that risk. Hopefully it all works out. So when is that going to happen?
I don't know.
Why didn't you just do it on the bus?
It's all.
Should have just done it right on the bus.
There are ideas.
Does it say on your bottle, do not inject
into
your veins?
It does not.
It doesn't have to.
You're sued.
So
here you go. Here comes the lawsuit.
You may want to contact legal.
It's like the thing I had.
I was to protect him.
My lawyer from a thing a little while ago told me, he said, the dangerous thing is when you say something about someone who has, like, let's say, a history of skin disorders. And you don't know that, and you make fun of them. You don't know they had a skin disorder, but also you don't not know.
Right.
So it works 50-50 on that. If they did, you're going to be in trouble for them. Like, oh, geez, I never knew that. And he's explaining this thing to me. I'm like, that's crazy. It's like, you know, so you can't, like, make fun of somebody's thing because they might have it. And you're unaware of whether they do or whether they don't. So you can't say either way. So you might be liable or responsible for that whole thing. It's scary as hell. You're going to kill Steve-O. And your bottles say nothing about injecting, so people can turn and say, well, it didn't say not to inject it.
Well, somehow the doctors were clear.
Right, and Tide Pods are the ones like, well, don't.
I thought it was inherent.
I guess we do have to put up a warning. M&Ms with peanuts have to have a thing that say may contain peanuts because people with peanut allergies are nuts. Get it? Yeah, so be careful with that, Brady. Don't start telling people to inject your food. Put a little thing on each label.
Brady, I think it. I just saw your partner Hammy at Home Depot buying rope, mumbling something about, I hate that idiot. Cancel the stunt.
I just looked it up. People have been killed by food injections,
yeah,
from soup,
yeah,
to alcohol.
Soup? Soup can kill you? Then habanero barbecue is going to just...
blows up your veins.
Yeah.
Soup
it
is
can
not
result
good
in
food.
Blown vein infections, tissue... necrosis. Yeah.
You're reading off of the internet, so you have a little more.
Just first Google search. I don't even know how legit it is.
I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure veins aren't for food. Now, I don't want to go out on a limb. I've never read a medical journal in my life. WebMD tells me I got cancer when I have my toe aches. But I'm going to go ahead out on a limb and say your veins were not meant to house soups.
But if there's no risk, John, I mean, that's yeah, why Steve O's
man,
wants to
a
do
broccoli
it
cheese soup.
Oh. Bad. It's a bad idea. I mean, how much more could it be clogged? But still.
Yeah.
Spicy barbecue sauce.
You go to the doctors, you literally have a chunk of broccoli in your artery. Why?
I inject it so they don't get fat.
Yeah, so people have died from... who's the guy that injected soup?
I don't know.
I guess it was just a dare, probably. It just this
chicken
is
soup, apple juice.
Do you have Steve-O's number?
Yeah.
Text him right now as a friend and say, hey, back. My legal department says we can't use my brand for injecting into your body. Please let this
go
be
Stubbs.
The legal. Yeah, go with another company. I can't be part of that. I don't see your fingers moving.
I'll reach out.
Do it now. Do it now and say, I still love you. Hopefully we can still be friends. I'm happily behind any other stunt you want me to be part of. Don't kill Steve-O with your company. It's great for KUPD. I should be behind.
I'm meeting
this
with legal department today.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You met with them just now. Don't do it. Just tell them no. The legal department will be like, well, if you want to assume the risk, blah, blah, blah. It's just Brady. This is a bad idea. Soup killed a man in his veins. You just don't want this. He's been through a lot. You don't want your sauce to be the thing that killed Steve-O.
The hottest sauce?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Even
I mean,
just
you
regular.
Do as long as there's no lawsuit.
Right. It's great for the yeah. show. The whole food thing goes away.
Yeah.
And that's you don't want that. Do you want that?
I'm not too worried about it.
All right.
Well, I'm not too worried about it maybe even happening, but
you scared
we'll
me.
Throw that out.
You don't think he'll
you said
do it?
Maybe yeah, even happening.
Yeah.
What in his history says he won't do something?
Yeah. Again, there's got to be something to it. I mean, he's still working on
it. He just told you
process.
What was to it. 100 million yeah. hits?
Maybe yeah. it's fake is what you're saying?
No, I don't know about that, but I don't know the you know, the whole design behind it. He's still working
oh,
it out.
It.
Yeah. So I might be barbecue sauce fan number two, John, behind Brady. But when Payday Stuntman is looking things up on the internet saying, this is just a bad idea legally, I hope Brady hears it. Maybe he's just joking for the radio aspect, but this seems like a terrible idea. It's like the girl that got that was bird caging the wheel of her car.
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah. So there's no need for a disclaimer there.
Yeah, sure. Bird boxing.
Bird boxing or whatever. Yeah, she
there's
yeah.
a couple of bird box challenges that happened over the weekend. Another guy did it wandering through muddy waters in Florida right. for an alligator.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm talking about. But now if he did it sponsored by Porkopolis, pretty stupid.
I'm going to put some sauce in a gator's face.
You'd be like, hey, cool, but it's bad.
There's a lot of questions about injecting coffee straight into your veins.
Yeah.
And the answers are pretty.
Don't. Probably doctors just saying, bad, don't. Leave the injecting
he's trying,
to us.
He wants to do it in the cheek.
In the butt?
The butt cheek.
Oh, that's nothing. I thought he wanted to go into the vein.
No.
I mean, that's not even exciting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's got to have a little more to it.
You got, well, no, you don't want a little more to it because then it goes in the veins. You just don't want this to be a to-it thing.
It says if you inject coffee, you'd feel a major caffeine jolt followed by a serious fever due to an immune response.
You're going
to
die.
From the foreign and unwanted chemicals in your stomach. Right. That your stomach would likely break down before they could enter the blood normal.
Have him just pour your hot sauce right into his eyes, clockwork orange style, a whole bottle. And then, like, have ants. Cover his face in ants. That'd be fun.
See if they can eat it off quick
see
enough.
How fast he has ants in his eyes and things like that. People would, that's a good one. Clockwork orange eyes, your sauce, habanero, ants. Everybody's laughing. Nobody's dead. Maybe he goes blind.
Although the eye infection. Yeah,
that's fine, but he's not going to die from it. Oh, injecting food, Brady. This is bad. I think there's one thing Steve-O would respect, says David Endres. The phrase, my legal department won't allow you to do that. I think he's going to be pretty, you know, stand-up guy when it comes to that.
Oh. Brady, drop the syringe. You guys were talking about butt-chugging earlier. Let him butt-chug the bottle of sauce.
There you go.
Well, he's already done that on Jack.
How about that, though?
But not
how about
sauce.
That?
Damn it.
You pour the sauce in Steve-O's butt, and Brady's ribs are so delicious that you can even dip it in there and eat one.
Oh.
And if you want to be part of that, that's, I think that would be,
that would be better.
Standing by your product 100%.
The ribs are so good. Watch this.
And then you just chow down on it, and you can be a jackass.
He's got to do that.
No, you got to do it. That means that you think your ribs are that good. You'll eat them right out of Steve-O's barbecue tin.
Make a name for yourself, Brady.
There you go. Now that's promoting your restaurant. This injecting stuff, it has nothing to do with the taste, flavor, or needs. It's just going to kill a man.
Now I'm going to smoke myself.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
For 3 hours.
You think Steve-O could have talked Brady into something in that RV?
I think he did. I think, yeah.
Mics are off, bro. I like to end every interview with a blowjob.
You do?
Yeah, it's just us, so maybe you and I could blow each other.
I don't know. None of my other guests have wanted that, even my wife.
I think maybe that's still the best way.
I guess you're celebrity.
That's how we do it in Hollywood.
Okay. I guess we'll just... Guys, I have something to tell you. The podcast ended on a special
note. Steve-O and I are gay together.
I found out my special purpose.
I didn't realize it started as a fling. I met his cat.
You're going to adopt a Cambodian boy.
Yeah, you too. Yeah.
I'm in love with this little guy.
I'm in love with this jackass. I'm your wife.
Ronnie, I'm leaving you for Steven.
Ronnie, you didn't see this coming, did you?
Don't fight it, Ronnie. It's love.
I'm leaving you for Steve-O. Because at least he'll blow me in the RV.
Bound to happen.
Nothing weird happened in there? You're looking at me weird.
No,
got something else to say. There's another agreement that you're going to
No, it was fun. It was... But it's not
sure it was fun, but
it could be your destiny. You got that RV for a reason. You could travel the country with Steve-O.
Road trips.
Doing Jackass.
With your barbecue sauce and his face on the side.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
He's what a murder.
Look at how happy you just got. Yeah. You just mentally pictured that for half a second, and your little eyes went from concern legally to like,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Then your face changed. You looked happy. You looked so happy.
Touring the country with Steve-O. Oh, man.
That would be pretty fun.
Oh, man.
Man, dreams do.
Living on pork rinds and coke.
Oh, man.
This guy doesn't care about anything.
Your health.
I'm not getting nagged for nothing.
Stop at every truck stop.
This is my fifth.
He's a vegetarian.
Duckies.
Yeah. He's a pescatarian, actually.
He eats fish.
Yeah.
Then you have to be.
Yeah. After a couple years ago.
Like Gollum.
Yeah, I get that means more for me.
Anyway, well, good luck. I hope your new romance with Steve-O gets. I'm nervous for you. I don't like any of this.
Yeah, it brought him up a lot this morning.
Well, and that smile when you said go across the country, that just half a second. Just that moment like somebody just went on your butt.
What was that? Somebody just blew cool air in my beehole. That was nice. I never had that before.
Woohoo!
Man.
Just picture Brady with a butterfly net and Steve-O behind him as they run through a field.
This is the best life ever.
Told you it could be this way.
Ronnie never wanted to catch butterflies.
And eat them.
Pour sauce on them and inject them into a friend. Safety last.
What do you got on the big board of musical treats as we all picture Brady in a MeUndies commercial?
We wear matching underpants and skip a lot. I've never been to. My thighs are massive from the skipping.
Wake up song brought to you by ELO Team Doc. If you and Steve-O ever want to settle down after your road trip, give me a call. We'll get you a house.
Hey, Brady. What is it? Mavihol. Ice cool air in my beehole. It's like a York peppermint patty backwards.
We got Disturbed up here because the big show's tonight. Stupefy, Stricken, 10,000 Fists. Lots to choose from. Fired Up, The Game.
Remember the first time somebody ever did the cool blow and the, ever have that? It's weird, but it's nice.
I don't think I've had that.
It's nice. Just ask Lisa.
Blowing on
just
your butthole?
Just the strangest thing. Just real quick. Like, what in the world was that?
I mean, you use.
Where are you want to go next, Steve-O?
I don't know, man. Just drive. Get the butterfly nets ready.
Always ready. Valdera! Valdery! Valdera!
We've been listening to this since Wyoming.
But you can hear it? I thought it was just in my head.
That's
yeah, then the fallout happens.
That is.
If Jeff Dye could travel the world with three old people, you
think that's
and
an odd
Steve-O.
Couple?
It's fish out of water.
Oh, my God.
You hanging out with the Jackass guys? Oh, great stuff.
I don't know about this, guys.
I'm not doing that.
By the time you got to Texas, you guys would realize you don't have anything in
there.
Actually, you're right. I was going to say, you give them to Texas. I give them at least to Texas.
Well, in Texas is the first
time.
Come
on, let's skateboard.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. It just ends up hurting you.
Somewhere in Amarillo, there'd be questions, and then...
All right, let's keep going.
Then New Orleans, maybe a little less.
It's okay still.
Steve-O, how about a little tennis today?
What do you say we take the cannon?
Why don't we take the racket, stuff it in our butts, and we'll play a game of butthole tennis? I'm a 4.5, though.
Put my face on a racket stringer.
No hands. Butthole tennis.
By Atlanta, I get a call crying.
The RV is wrecked. Steve won't let me in it anymore. I need a ticket home.
Made a horrible mistake.
Got my wallet and I want to come home.
David Letterman sent
letters every week.
Letterman sent Larry Bud Melman on an RV love trip through South America, and he got shot at twice the first week in Central America as they drove. And Melman's on the phone. He's like, "Hey, Bud, where are you? I want to come home, Dave." Like, first thing, and they're laughing. He goes, "I'm not kidding. I want to come home. It's not funny. This is awful. I've been shot twice, and we want to come home." And the second day they tried it, he wouldn't go out of the RV. He's like, "I'm not doing it. This is awful. Everywhere we go is worse than the day before." Bud, that's all you'd hear. "Send me home, David."
Because he's driving that mansion on wheels.
That was obvious.
Ready to
and
be
they
lifted.
Had all the, like, the advertising on the side that just screamed out, "This thing is just
take me
full of money."
They had Shot Letterman's him. Face on it.
Oh,
there?
They had Bud's face on it. Late shows, Calvert DeForest travels the, you know, the tour of love. And it lasted
spanning
a day,
the globe.
And he got shot at, and was you could hear it in his voice. He's like, "I got to get out of here." It wasn't Larry Bud Melman fun. It was just Calvert DeForest. Like, "I got it. Please, we got to come home.
Help me.
I'm so David. Scared. David, I'm so scared." And he's like, "All right." So they turned it around and flew him back. That's Brady and Steve-O in Atlanta. Anyway, what do you got over there? I didn't even hear the songs.
A bunch of Disturbed songs.
Oh, yeah, it's tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, clearly, we all want to hear the sound of silence.
No.
No?
No.
I thought for...
Not even up there.
So, too early this morning. Too early for that.
The Game is always one that stands out for me. I dig that one a lot. But what do you got, Rich? You got something at the ready and better?
No, I was just going to go put in
Indestructible's good, too? All right. You make the choice there. I'll let you choose whichever one you find first. But yeah, tonight, Disturbed. Might have a couple last-second tickets for you there. We've got a bunch of them right up front and a whole bunch of tickets. Disturbed on a Monday night. Interesting. And it's been a while. Disturbed was here like every year for what seemed like 10 years, and then a couple gaps have happened. Maybe I missed last year, but it doesn't seem like they've been here that much. Were they here last year?
Yeah, I think they did come back for – that was their big reunion.
The Sound of Silence.
The second one.
I do kind of want to see Sound of Silence because I have a feeling Draymond makes it. I watched it on they were in a concert in England, some festival. And all of a sudden, brothers and sisters, when he starts a speech, and I kind of walked out of the room and I came back. And next thing you know, and it's daytime, he's in the center of this gargantuan stage. And he's just posing, and the guy behind him starts the drums. "Hello, darkness, my old friend." The place erupts. I'm like, all right. Like, I don't have to like it. I can be wrong as far as the acceptance of it across fandom.
Maybe they'll do a surprise appearance at the Super Bowl with Maroon 5.
Maybe they'll do a surprise appearance at the Super Bowl with Simon and Garfunkel, which would be great if they all three went up there and did it. Anyway, it's just, it was the reaction was massive. But Dave's got a vocal coach that he's putting it out there, man. The guy's got some new chops, and he wants to put them on display. Boy, they put it on display. That song gets the royal stage treatment. It's Dave. It's Draymond. And boom, he's right there center stage, and it is. It's a spectacle of voice.
Bringing the every band, you know, has that slow song back, the ballad yeah. Time. This is the dramatic part of the concert.
This one's different. Like, they roll this weird timpani drum out.
They go after it.
And it's him and the drum guy, and then some other dudes just, you know, tiddling on a guitar off in the corner. The way they had it set up, though, was like, "Look at Draymond." And he knocks it out. I got to give, you know, credit to him. He kills it. But the royal stage treatment. All their other songs, you know, just, you know, rock and roll stage. That one is like, "We're going to stop everything for a minute. Watch this."
It's an expensive song.
It is not a cheap song because it takes up a lot of time setting her up. "Hello, darkness, my old friend." Puts the vampire teeth in. "I've come to suck your blood." Yeah, I'm curious about that one. But it's Monday. I can't do a Monday concert and feel good about anything. So head on down there. We'll see if we can find some tickets for you. It's a good show, though. If you've never seen Disturbed, it is top to bottom. Always sounds good. Always looks the part. And still to this day, the strongest backstage presence I've ever seen. Now, he's married now, but back in the day, I watched Dave Draymond hypnotize women and take them into a bus, two at a time. And as those women staggered out of that bus while I'm sitting in that VIP, that little guy would come back out and point to two more, and those ladies would get up like they were on call, walk back to that bus. I watched him do it twice. That's four women. in the span of about 45 minutes to an hour. Like, he just nailed those two wobblers. They're coming out of there all sticky and cross-eyed. He's got two more heading
just got
in.
Pictures.
Two more heading in.
Thanks for the picture, Dave.
Raymond was crushing it. And I was proud of him. That was the last backstage moment I ever saw that I'm like, this is what rock and roll is. This is what it's supposed to be. He walked right to that VIP bar over
there.
Was
that the same year that the one girl we knew was running after the van as they were taking off in the van, or is that another band?
Jeez,
wait for me!
Was that
the took off
one who used
yes
puke?
No,
oh.
There's another one.
I don't know who that is.
I'm pretty sure that was Disturbed too.
I don't remember
because the line choice of the bus, and then
it was
it
crazy.
Stopped.
They had something. So I tip my cap to Disturbed for being the last backstage. Oh my God, that I think I've seen. I have not seen one since.
Seven Dust was after that though.
Seven Dust was playing. Just yeah, but I never saw them actually pull ass.
And the Sick Puppies.
They just Sick Puppies had some, but I think they were like pre-planned. I've never seen anybody just point that one.
Yeah, and the just, line was
yeah,
pretty.
It was unreal.
Interesting.
And he got to pick them. Like it was way hashtag me too. Like you, not you, you're fat, and you come with me. And the girls just got up from whatever it was they were doing and followed Dave Freeman back in and got wobble legged. It was great. And I sat
back. Korn had the pen up on stage. That was
well.
Impressive.
That was
yeah. But I'm talking about thing. Backstage. You go backstage, yeah. And all you're doing is running over Korn's kids.
That was just for the show.
Yeah. Korn's not. Korn's backstage was one of the most disappointing things ever.
They're all married.
Children
kids.
And pinwheel sandwiches.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? A
couple Jesus freaks in there.
Yeah. So I don't want any of
that.
They're
not going on Korn backstage.
Yeah, no. Disappointed.
Not anymore. Anyway, maybe back in the day.
Yeah. We never saw it. But holy cow, that Disturbed thing. So maybe, I don't know, maybe they still have a hypnosis thing. Now with that Sound of Silence thing, some sort of message goes out and then you can just point at women. But they got it figured out.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.